You've worked hard for what you have, your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.
Now for our story. Carla Descari had been busy preparing dinner when her husband returned from Wakefield late this afternoon. The young Italian girl had chattered happily as she put away the groceries Mario had brought back, telling him all the simple events of her quiet day, not noticing that Mario's responses were strangely brief. But during their evening meal, Carla had begun to notice that something was bothering Mario. She was accustomed to his moods, which were apt to change suddenly from extreme gaiety to a brooding silence. And she'd learned that sometimes, if she pretended to pay no attention, she could win him back to the cheerful, affectionate attitude she believed to be his normal one. But now, as they sit on the wide veranda, which runs on three sides of the farmhouse, she is making a determined attempt to coax him back to normal.
Oh, it's so nice to sit down for a while. I've been terribly busy today.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. I did the ironing. Your white shirt's hung up in the closet all ready for you. Then I weeded the garden and made the sauce and got the chicken ready. Oh, yes, and Angelina stopped by for a while. Oh, little Tonito was so funny. He didn't believe you weren't here. He went running everywhere trying to find you, even went out and looked in the barn.
Angelina ought to watch him better. Someday he's going to get hurt running around on the loose.
Oh, she takes good care of him, Mario. His little legs are just as solid. He's beginning to talk now.
It's about time.
Oh, he's only 2 1/2. When he went into the barn, Rosa turned around and stared at him. Then she switched her tail a couple of times as if she was saying, "Where? Who's this little bambino come to visit me?"
Well, you talk about that cow, Carla, as if she could think the way a person does.
Rosa's a good friend of mine. Besides, Mario, sometimes I think she is as smart as a person. You'd be surprised all the things she understands.
Well, that's crazy. She's just an animal, a dumb beast.
Sometimes she's a lot of company just the same. Oh, speaking of company, Mario, that reminds me, did you see Mr. Meade?
Yeah. Yeah, I saw him.
Well, what did he say? Is he coming?
Coming where?
Why, Mario, you know very well. You were going to ask him here to dinner tomorrow night.
I changed my mind.
You did? Mario, what's the matter with you?
What makes you think something's wrong?
You've hardly said a word ever since you got back from town. First, I thought it would pass away after you'd rested and had dinner, but now...
Now I tell you I didn't invite your boyfriend to dinner.
My boyfriend? Why, Mario Descari, what makes you say a crazy thing like that? I don't know what's gotten into you. Are you talking about Mr. Bill Meade?
Sure, I'm talking about Mr. Meade. And so is everyone else in town. Talking about Carla Descari, Mario Descari's wife, and Bill Meade.
Mario, it can't be. You made a mistake. Why would anyone...
Because it's true, that's why.
But I can't believe it. I can't believe they'd make up things that were...
I guess you thought you'd covered your tracks pretty well, you two. Me, such a dumb cluck, thinking he was a friend of mine.
But Mario, he is.
A fine friend. Just let him come around here. I'll show him what a fine friend he is.
Mario, you mustn't say such things. You're mistaken. I don't understand what gives you such a crazy idea. Mario, you're not still feeling that way like yesterday. After we talked it all over, after you promised...
I was a dope yesterday, letting you talk me out of what I felt, what I knew.
But that was just a joke, what Mr. Calvert said. Just a foolish joke. He never should have said such a thing. But even so, you can't really believe it's true. How can you think I... You know I love you, Mario. I've told you over and over. I've showed you in all the ways I know how.
Maybe you're a good actress like in the movies. Maybe you've showed Mr. Meade a few things, too, huh?
Mario, how can you say such a thing to me? It isn't fair. I don't deserve for you to think things.
Don't, Carla. Don't cry. Oh, Carla, baby.
I don't understand. Everything was so wonderful when you came back. All the time you were away, I thought of no one else, and now I...
I don't want to think these things. Honestly, I don't. But how can I help it?
By trusting your wife, that's how.
Oh, I want to trust you, honest, I do, but how can I? Everybody talking, Henny.
Who, Mario?
Well, I went into Smitty's today.
Smitty, who's that?
Oh, it's just a place where the guys go sometime for a drink, shoot pool.
Oh.
It's always a bunch of fellows hanging around, chewing the fat. Maybe having got something better to do, I don't know. Anyway, the same ones are always in there, watching the girls walk by. You know.
Yes, I think I do, Mario.
I don't go in there much, but I was thirsty. This little guy. His name's Georgie Stewart.
Sure. The one who wrote about you in the paper.
Yeah, that's the one. I don't like him much. Never have. Like a little old woman some way. Kind of a squeaky voice, always gossiping. Thinks he knows everything.
I see. I'm beginning to understand now. You heard this nasty little man talking about someone else. Made up your mind it was me he meant. Oh, Mario, you ought to be ashamed.
Now, wait a minute. I haven't finished. I didn't pay much attention at first. He was sitting with a couple other fellows. I just stood at the bar having my beer. But I couldn't help hearing him. He was talking loud and kind of watching me at the same time.
You imagined he was, Mario. That's the trouble. If you don't trust a person, anything sounds wrong to you. When all the time it's in your own head, your own bad thoughts.
Well, I only wish it was. But I tell you, this guy was talking about you. I heard it with my own ears. You sit there and tell me I'm nuts.
What did he say?
He was talking about the guys who were away during the war. About their wives. He said it was too bad the way some fellows didn't care whether a girl was married or not. That any dame would listen to fast talk from a fellow who handed out a line. He said, look at what happened right here in Wakesfield. This fellow was in the army himself, but Camp Downing. He'd been married and divorced, too. But just the same, he wasn't letting that stop him. He was having a fine time for himself with...
And you decided he was talking about me just from that?
He was, I tell you.
No, Mario.
Then why didn't he back down when I grabbed him, when I told him to shut up about it?
Because you probably scared him to death. Mario. Mario, you didn't hurt him.
No, I didn't hurt him. But somebody's going to get hurt sooner or later. Everybody's talking about you. How can I believe you? You say it's not true, then why does the whole town, everywhere I go, say these things? They wouldn't make up something like that.
I don't know, Mario. I don't understand it either. There's something very strange about it. I'm sorry if I was cross with you. I know how hard it must be, but... I still ask you this one thing, Mario. Please.
What, Carla?
Trust me, Mario. That's all. Believe me that I'm telling you the truth. I've never looked at another man. I never will.
Trust you? Yeah. Oh, I want to. You're the only thing that matters in this whole world. Sure, I want to trust you, baby, but I keep hearing these things. People talking.
I know. There's something wrong somewhere. I can't see why anyone would do such a thing. Mario, we have no enemies, either of us. It's so crazy. Mr. Meade. Why, honestly, Mario, you might as well be jealous of Tonito. And Mr. Meade, he's just a nice man. I liked him because he was good to you. He tried to help you. That's all there is to it.
You sound as if you're telling the truth.
I am, Mario.
And yet, why would such stories go around?
I don't know, Mario. I only know I love you. And you love me. Mario, let's not let anything spoil that. People are thoughtless. They talk, they say anything just to hear themselves. And sometimes they're mean. They hate to see other people happy. Maybe that's it, Mario. It might be someone we don't even know. Or it might be nothing. Just something you imagine. Anyway, please don't let it hurt us. Please, Mario. Please.
Mario looked into his young wife's face. Looked searchingly. Hopefully. He wanted so much to believe her. But the doubts were not entirely dispelled. What reason, Mario asked himself, could anyone have for spreading such stories if there were no truth in them at all? Yes, Ben Calvert would have been well pleased had he been able to overhear the scene between the young husband and wife tonight at the Discovery farmhouse. The seeds he had planted when he talked to Georgie Stewart were taking root already. But perhaps Mario's love for Carla, his sincere feeling for Bill Meade, may still conquer his jealous suspicions.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.